Is far better to have an angry member of parliament in this group than in Argentina. Therefore, we must finalize this thing soon for us too. It's very clear, Comrade, that not all of us will go because of the policy of parliament. Not all of us will go. Not even all the governing party members will go. And therefore, decision have to be taken soon for us to finalize this matter. That is, the oversight visit is a separate issue, really. As you know, the policies that are there. Just policies are changing and changing and changing. But that is the existing policy that we should do. And they will try whatever best time to ensure that we finalize this matter soon. And then let us get the name to the signatory soon. And then, of course, the signatory will bounce to me. And we are instructed anyway to approve those names. We think this member is attend the meeting. He's not an apology member. He attends the meeting, contributes, he's absolutely not. Therefore, we think he should go. We must motivate this thing. The speaker is very firm on this thing. We must motivate for people who attend. For shepherds, we must really motivate. And then, of course, all of you colleagues who attend the meeting, participating, it's just the number itself. Even if you want all of us to go, if the others are prepared to go, all of us to go. Okay. But the policy is there, we can change. The governing party side will finalize this thing sooner. And by the end of the day, they must finalize this thing. And then the shepherds will know then who are people who are going. And then we can then approve or disapprove people. But it's based really on fairness. On fairness, really. One of the rumors would love to go with him, but he doesn't attend him. And then it's overruled already. And then Lebenya, I think if he has not resigned, we're going to invite her. But she has resigned, really. If we have not appointed another person to replace her. And colleagues, we must really. If members don't go, don't forget that it's not a vote of no confidence. It's just we can't do otherwise, we have to take that decision. Okay, colleagues. That's what Mr. Lee, before you leave, because I don't want your Nigerian friend. To miss the dinner with you.
The question that I wanted to raise about the Argentina visit, when will that be, Chairperson?
It will be around July.
Yeah, it will be on the 29th,
from
29th to 8th July.
Because the ambassador there is a guy called Tony Leon Chairperson.
He used to be our friend.
He is my friend, Chairperson.
No, we'll meet with him also there.
Yeah. Anyone from the Lena, looking forward to get up on that side. Once upon a time.
And then call it by tomorrow, then the name will be given to the office. We look at that. The opposition is ready, two colleagues then must come up. I think the leadership, the governing party must do it tonight and finalize it by tomorrow. We should have all the names and start moving on that. Okay, colleagues, that's what really thought we should do while we are waiting for Corey from Argentina. And for the data set there. Is that the same? Okay. Colleagues, let us, Mr. Lee, we'll always miss you. Tell the Nigerian that we love them.
I have a power to.
Yeah, we love them. Mm. Okay, colleagues, we must always take care of things for community. Every staff must absolutely be seized by the work of the community. When you dream, you must dream about the work of the community. And especially, everyone must be seized by this. We shouldn't make things wrong in the community. We shouldn't be acceptable at all. Of course, if you are requested to measure performance, and then we'll make decisions that are appropriate. And then we shouldn't do that. I think we must every staff member absolutely thorough of everything that we do for the committee, because it's for members of the committee to move on. colleagues, we are almost on 8.7. And then we are raising an issue there, the anti-doping legislation. I think we agree there that is important that we continue. And of course, people may take us to court. We have a e-toll in Gauteng, must go to court before we have an e-toll. And then point 8 from the dad and the committee again, I think we must really work this one through. And that is from the committee, strongly recommend, they said that we'll just remove us from the qualification or adjective. We then recommend that the means of law, the cooperation means of industry funding mechanism to...
What number is this, Chief?
Yes,
8.9.
And then I think that what we should do, generally we shouldn't talk about clearing conflict of interest. I'm not sure what is a clearing conflict of interest. And then I think we'll try to be putting a point that we see. I think the point that we want to, they should find a mechanism to ensure that the distribution agents and you know, that's what we want to do. They must be able to distribute resources accordingly. And there should be fair distribution of resources. There should be fair distribution of resources. Don't forget that this lot is not only for sport. It's not Argentina and London, not Argentina, Brazil, other areas, where there's lot of sport. Here, this lot of generally, we're told by the professor, 15% is set aside for this, another percentage. It's not really for sports, you know, that they have to sponsor, there should be fair distribution and then for the resources of lottery. I think conflict of interest is shooting because if one person asks, what is this conflict of interest for a board member? For a board member, by and large, they are public appointed. And then we should be able to justify conflict of interest. And I was looking at this myself. I don't think there's a conflict. Point that we are raising that there should be fair distribution of resources. And then those, because they go for social services, they go for health, they go for everything. I agree.
Thanks, Chair. I thought my whip next to me would clarify this, because when I came in this committee, there was this issue of conflict of interest within the distribution agency. Because the complaint or the concern was saying the presidents of the federations were sitting on these agencies and the more resources were allocated to their federations. I think it was something like that. But
don't forget that every recommendation should be based on the current input that is put to. Is that really a situation? Is that still a situation for members of parliament? Is that still a situation? Because it may have been like that 2 years ago. Because this is a recommendation for now, for this year. Is that still a situation? If it's still a situation, then we must put it. But if the situation has changed, for this, we shouldn't put it ourselves. That there is a refresher.
I'm tempted, Chair. The current term, the existing term of the people who are serving on the agency, distribution agents, I think it ends around September this year. So I do not know whether I will recommend, because politically it came from the previous chair, we've spoken about this, that the presidents of the federations were sitting at the distribution agency, as far as well as the lottery board. I do not know it. I think I do have that file with the names, but I'll try and check it. As to what is going to happen on that one, I do not know. But the issues of conflict of interest were picked up.
Now that's what I'm saying to you in the research of the committee. Is that the current situation? Because if
yes.
The current situation, we can then put it down.
Yeah.
If it's something that we have noted, maybe has been addressed, that we shouldn't put things on our report that can be disputed in a factual way, and then we become foolish. That's why researchers are important, that everything that we put here is well researched.
Mm.
So don't say that Mackenzie got involved in the waiting yesterday when Mackenzie was in a meeting. Because then it sounds you are very foolish, and then you shouldn't do that. And then it's important if you are not sure about it now, by the end of a day for myself and my work out this thing, it was not sure about this thing.
Okay.
Okay, colleagues, we'll do that. 8.10, the committee recommends what? Needed to find mechanism to put net mass participation. I think this one, all of us, we want to put Dr. Luyeng mass participation, of course. And then if the committee doesn't have objection, serious objection on that. Of course, members, again, as they speak in the House, they will raise issues a little bit sharper politically in terms of their policy. Okay. 8.11, department should consider encouraging provinces to spend 10% of their allocation to, and then 10% of the allocation.
Transport Council. From the previous meeting we had with all nine provincial sports councils, I think it was not in this room, but in the fourth floor, and with some presidents of the sports councils that I've interacted informally with, they are not getting any allocation from provincial departments currently. So that is, I think that's where this recommendation emanates from, that at least provincial departments must make it a point at least that there is a percentage that goes to sports councils. Because at the moment they can't perform their duties because of resource constraints.
Yeah. Chairperson, I just want to determine whether is this safety of facilities or safety at facilities, the role of monitoring safety.
8.11. Okay, that one I think, okay. Umama Sindat also raised the issue of the maintenance of facilities. Maintenance would also include perhaps security, but maybe there's a better way of saying it here. But I wanted to say security of those facilities, to cap things like vandalism of those
of
facilities.
Okay. I'm not sure whether we have taken a view that the sport concepts are appropriate body to run their affairs. The fact that they brief us and are very sympathetic to them, I'm not sure that the committee has taken a profound decision, conscious decision, that we think this sport concept. Very man, of course, all of them came. Only Limpopo was not here. But all of them came. They were almost encouraging, really. You can think that they are very serious. It's just I don't know what they are doing. It's a lot of money that they're complaining about.
Mm.
Well, 10% again, a 10% based on allocation in the department in the province. Because who didn't take a view that you must give them $50 million to that department and $15 million? But the 10% what is given to the department in the province to run the affairs of the department. If a department is giving $1 billion, 10% of that to be assisting these people to run their affairs. That's the point that you were talking about. Other departments get more, less money. Other departments got more money in terms of the allocation of the national fiscal. But is this what we want to do? Because I have not really understood exactly what is our announcement on this fourth council. Are we comfortable to go to the House and make this recommendation? Or we still need time to engage with them for us to understand exactly what is their role in totality, for us to make a recommendation about that. Sia, you wanted to speak?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chairperson, from that meeting we had with the 8 provinces, we made a request. I'm sure the secretary was aware of that too. At least they should forward us their constitutions. That was the first point. Because their constitution was, the mandate was going to come from those constitutions for members to know what is it that they are doing. But up until now, I'm not in a position of those documents. I don't know whether the secretary has got some. Because there was this influential president from the Northern Cape. I think his name is Moses. Or his first name is Moses. I can't recall. But I gave him my email address and everything. And I gave him the secretary of the committee's contact details as well. But up until this stage, as to what is their role, I cannot tell. Because the constitutions, I was going to give us a direction of what is their core mandate. Again, from the provincial departments that I've spoken to in relation to sports councils, it has come as their challenge that sports councils are not submitting their business or strategic plans to say, look, this is what we are intending to do. These are our plans for the next couple of terms. That's what they are experiencing. So there's no sustained interaction between the two. Now, I'm not sure whether it's going to be upon us as a committee to say, let's foster those interactions with them or not. But that's the picture I can illustrate at the moment. Because I think it's 6 months down the line. I myself, I haven't received the constitution that I've made a clear request.
Chairperson, I think this takes us back to the issue of capacity. Maybe some of them are not well capacitated, you know, to draw these strategic plans. And maybe we need to find out what the problem is.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'll want to agree with the researcher there. Because one of the things that we have requested from the Sports Council is their program of action from different provinces, because they were saying that they are working with federations, you know, SAFA, provincial, and everybody. So we said that hence you are working with all these federations. I think your programs will be consolidated, and I think that the Sports Council will be the person who will be able to facilitate all those programs relating to sports. So we have requested by then that they must submit through the committee secretary and the research unit to the program. So I'm not quite sure whether we can be able to pronounce ourselves with regard to this 10% that you're talking about. I think it's still early. Let's interact with them further.
I think we should phrase it really. I think we'll write it in a manner that says that the department should encourage provinces to assist the sports contests. We don't be specific about money, because even our side, we don't know how they operate, how they were elected anyway. The likelihood that we can also support and democratic structures is very high. And therefore, the department should encourage provinces to assist the setting up of this fourth country in that province is fine. It is big enough for us to put ourselves in the corner. 10% of 1 billion land is a lot of money for people that we don't know. We don't want them to go to province, but the national committee president must give us this money. And in fact, we are recommending, but in their view, we are not recommending, we are taking decisions. And then it can cause another problem. Of course, we need our programs ourselves. I think somewhere in our agenda, also in our program as a community, we should put them in again to come and give us some of those information, because it's very necessary. We can't support them if we don't know what to do. We have not seen them. But when they were there, they looked very encouraging young men and women. But one woman. I think they were trying that. Was 1% in terms of 50%. Yes.
Person, I don't know. I would also suggest that we must further say they capacitate them where necessary, because, you know, if we give them responsibility to deal with money and other things and they are not well capacitated, we'll always complain about this and that.
Well, we want them to, they must assist them in whatever way possible. Whatever way possible. They will demand in other areas, will be other capacity building, all that work. Because they may be very important countries. My view is that they are very important bodies. But I know that we have referred some people to them already. And then people come to the office and say, go to the fourth country there. People say, we don't even know these people. It's a bigger problem for us. And I think we should do that with them. Okay, we are going to do that. And then 8.12, really the question of creation of jobs, they need to fill all vacant posts. I think again, COVID will say that they need to fill all funded vacant posts, all funded ones. I think it's important that we do that. Yes, well, research, you are fine.
Yes, Chairperson, I'm fine, but just to alert the committee about the current statistics of the vacancy rate in the department.
Yes.
Currently, it is standing at 29%. And the last time we had interaction with the department, when the agenda of the meeting was around job creation, I can't remember when was that. Personally, I wasn't convinced on how the department is creating jobs. To some extent, that they went as far as to suggest that soccer players are employed by sport. Soccer players are operating private business, owned business. Orlando Pirates is privately owned. It's not government-related thing. So, as for government and in line with what the president of the country is seeking to achieve, the specific department, job creation, the department didn't finish the committee accurately with that, as to what are they, rather than filling the positions. Because the vacancy rate, there was an editorial error in the previous annual reports, the past two or three annual reports, suggested that it was 201. I'm sure the whip will agree with me. It was wrong. It was an editorial error. I understand. But currently, the accurate statistics or percentage in terms of vacancy rate is 29. And that is still huge in my, from where I'm sitting.
For this, I think we must make some issues there, really. Because all funded sports, I think they should have been still. They were given 6 months to do that.
Mm-hmm.
By the president. Of course, the ministers account to president. I think we can highlight that in the debate or that.
Mm-hmm.
That is important for the department to fill in the final post. And then it's not left. Chair President can say that in terms of the overview of the CR is that disputing the factual information.
The
subjective information.
No, it's just to assist, Chair, just to remember that the department has been involved in restructuring. And in terms of the allocation and the vacancies, the last time we were waiting for the labor unions to respond to the proposals. So that has been done, and we are expecting, in fact, the post now, I think 2 days ago, have been have been advertised. So those posts would be actually be filled, because you could not do that once you could not finish the restructuring, which would help the department to do its work and its landlook, its business plan. So now we are in a position to do that. So you will be finished.
Of course, I think there will be no harm here for us to say department must be there.
Yeah.
Of course, we take care of notwithstanding the point that we are saying. But really, they must be there. Once they are through that, this structure, they shouldn't wait along. Of course, again, we are talking about funded posts.
Funded.
The other posts that are not funded, we are not talking about that. But all funded posts, I don't think anyone would say we want to interfere with our affairs of department. All funded posts, we are not saying that we need to do that. And then committee, of course, really, the conclusion is general that we want to continue that. And then the report will be sent to that. It's something that has been.
There's quite a lot of things that
I'm not sure why the report is emailed. I'm not sure how National Advisory Board. I know that anyway, there's a format of writing the report. It's an agreed format.
There's
a
registry code on the
paper. But I think we are the only organization in the world that doesn't have knowledge people when. All organizations. Everywhere, department everywhere. And the conclusion, you acknowledge the role of your members of parliament, the role of the staff. And then first report does that in the world, but it's the only parliament one anyway. There's no acknowledgement of any person. And then there is not such a person I guess. But generally they always say we acknowledge the role, positive role by the staff, by the members. It does that. The report becomes recorded in the committee, but we don't have those acknowledgements. I'm not sure oversight them. The structure that is proposed is that there's no acknowledgement, but I think it's a very bizarre situation. Some of it, anyway, started in 1994 when the National Party told us that that's how we should do things when we came in. But you know that provinces change this thing completely because there's no report at a higher level that doesn't acknowledge the staff input. Doesn't acknowledge our partners who come and present things. Doesn't acknowledge even members of parliament who trust their report. It's a rare situation. But I think the format that is there, we should respect the format. And then we are going to raise it anyway to change it. It's very bad to be able to. Even the style of writing the report is very bad. And then we must wipe it out. I think these are the specials anyway, whom you propose all this. You proposed this thing in 1996, and in 2009, what is 12 now? It's almost 15 years. Things just like that, it can't work like that. You know, there must be improvement and progression in society. And you still write this report as if we are from part A. We should improve on this matter from this and work on that. We should acknowledge comments. We should acknowledge the staff. Acknowledge the partners that are there. Acknowledge, this is very important, that we do. There's no harm, general, under normal circumstances to acknowledge people. Okay, we will work it out in other areas that are better than colleagues. I think then we accept the report as amended. Must anyone want to move for acceptance?
Before moving for acceptance, as you were talking, I looked at the conclusion that we are saying the House should endorse the budget of the Department of Sport and Recreation. As you were saying, I thought maybe from other areas in which we found ourselves engaged, we need maybe to say what is the budget, because if someone takes the report, how much? Because if we just say the budget was, and if they are not going to be using the allocated budget, how do we interact with them in their report look at their accountability of the funds that are voted.
Okay, but the total allocation, I don't think there's any harm. The total allocation already is closed and it can't change. There will be no acknowledge that is this allocation as a whole, and a person who read the report, when he endorses, in fact anyway, in the House, we've been endorsing things that we don't even know. It's very rare to see what how much money was set aside for, but I endorsed it yesterday about five. And I'm presiding there, I don't even know myself anymore. No, that's how we work. I wouldn't complain myself, Mr. McKenzie. I think we should do that. Because I think there's no harm there. We know the budget of the department as a whole. Not about progress, but the total allocation. I don't think it's a problem to do that. And see, I don't think we are violating the teachings of Parliament.
No.
Because I think we should consider that, yeah, if we agree. I guess that colleagues, we have already accepted the recommendation, so we rework according to very few amendments. They should then be given to members really, for them during this long weekend to start preparing themselves for discussion. They want to do research and other things. I think we should do that. I don't think it's very difficult. But give them the correct one. If you give them a wrong one, you must chop your head. If we chop you, your head must go and chop another person must go and chop another. And they shouldn't be messy for people who don't do things right. They shouldn't be messy. A wet class, sophisticated democratic state in general, we shouldn't perform any level below the average. We should be above average in South Africa. We should be above average. Whatever we do, above average. Of course, we are going to get about four first measures in Sri Lanka. We'll come up with one. I think that's what we are going to do, and I think we are happy with it. And I think there's then a mover, McKenzie, we are moving.
I move that we adopt the report as
Honorable. I know that you are going for a provincial conference this week in our traditional Dagana area, the way we are in Victor. But don't be too quiet. I think we are not failing. You know, we come in and cry for Cocoa Beans is accepted and the program seconded will make up the amendment there. And then the report then is going to be circulated colleagues through the email I think sometimes or whatever thing that is important for colleagues to start preparing themselves once parties have decided who speaks and who doesn't speak. But all of us anyway we see it. All of us say, simply means that no one speaks on behalf of any organization for that. You speak on behalf of the chief. Therefore, everyone must make an input for people who speak on that. And DA also do that yourself. I always wish to provide assistance for you to write it well. We hope that no one will say that the land doesn't belong to us. And I think we do have the copies for the program.
And it's full of humor.
Chair,
it's just an inquiry from the members. It's around international study tour. There's a pack that talks to Argentina. That has been prepared. Now I'm trying to find out how many members are able to access their emails. Should I send it electronically or print physical copies to members?
Electronic.
Or should I send it to Pigeonhole, or should I send it to offices?
As long as you don't tell us about the weather in Argentina.
No, it talks about a number of things, like in case if you diabetic, you should know where you go, if you're there.
Okay,
talks about those hazards.
According to the
change,
is there an amended one program, and we have adopted the main program, and we said that program is not written in a stone of change, because date to go everywhere changes. Sometimes we have an impact on that. Look at the program, call it to yourself. Eat more meat where you think that there's no meat. Beef it up where you want to beef it up. Make proposal when you want to make proposal. So the program should be a committee program. And the committee also do have your fuel, because you have your experience. And then many of you are soccer players, they have real interest in the future. And then the researcher must also be up to date. We need a 21st century recession. The best under the sun. Anything, is anything really initially shouldn't come to us. Everything that we do, the secretary, the assistant secretary, we should have the best under the sun. Because we qualify for the best professional services. And then the secretary, the session, we must take charge of the situation. And I think, colleagues, really the process is there. The reason why I come is we always have process. Just to avoid people saying, I don't know what I'm doing next term. And then we are also tempted to say that in many corners, it causes unnecessary confusion. And people, sometimes they laugh at us because we find that alone. And then this is a problem, colleagues, that we look at it and then we will accept it in the next meeting. It has been accepted anyway. It's just amendment that we work through and so. But we move from the premise that the problem is there with us. I don't think it's clashing with the ANC National Policy Conference and December National Conference. I don't think it's clashing with them. But it doesn't clash with freedom. Chris?
Oh, thanks, Chair. I just want to check when is the our budget vote debate. That's what it will appear here.
It's on the 11th of May.
11th
of May. It may change for us because other committees are not set for things that we were discussing yesterday and today. The committees will need more time. Mm-hmm. We may sometimes wake up in the morning bring you forward because we are finalizing all the bills. Implement that must be emphasized. Because other committees and have to go for public hearing, and there are a lot of things that have to do. Some committees have about 12 or 18 or 20 initiatives, and they take time for this to do that. We've got two. But also with our cousins, sports cancers, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's life that we don't have. You know, that's like, it's very important. But let us call it to really do that. Prepare ourselves already for the 11th. It's important to put it down. I think we'll say that we must put it down. Because, of course, I'm saying, be mindful, I can change more. Okay? Okay, colleagues, we can move on that. And can we thank you, colleagues, for your input and your contribution? Mr. Lee is not here. It seems Mr. Lee and Cora, they have developed a very close friendship. We must appreciate that and give them some reward. We must spend a lot of money. Okay, so let's thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. President. You see, but we must not spend a lot of money.
Thank you.